Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
The Rand McCoy.
Come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show.
The Rand McCoy.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Rand McCoy.
Well, welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy with my two sidekicks. I got Leslie Denman and
Shauna Stower.
Yeah, and Shauna Stower. So we want to invite you to the show today because we're going to have a great time. We're talking about renewal, decluttering, and simplifying. So today we're going to focus on decluttering your spirit. So we've got some listeners on the line. If you want to jump into the conversation, I want you to think about, for those who are listening to us, because we want to hear from you, we want to hear, how do you declutter your spirit? That is the question of the hour. We're not the experts. We're all the experts. So we want to understand, what do you do to declutter your soul, your spirit, and your emotions? You know, first of all, we're going to have to take an inventory, very much like we talked about on last week, about that inventory of all the stuff. Now, I moved some of my stuff around, if you take notice. Okay, I added the Lysol because people have been around here coughing and all kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So I was just spraying them around. You know, they come up here in my office, just spray the Lysol. Hopefully some of that would get up on them, you know what I'm saying? So I did add the Lysol, but I might be through with the Lysol now. She's kind of sitting kind of close right now. So, but I did declutter a little bit of my space. So I want to encourage you ladies to think about this today. Is that I want to know, what do you do to declutter your spirit, your soul, your emotions, your intellect? You know, when we talk about renewing the spirit, renewing the mind, renewing the body, revitalizing and repositioning. So there are many different layers to this whole decluttering process. So I want to put just a few things out there on the table, okay, when it comes to decluttering your spirit or decluttering the emotions of who you are and dealing with certain things in your life. So I want to just throw some words. If I had, you know, just a whiteboard or something, I would throw those words up against the wall or something, you know, and see what sticks. And I want you to just think about them because I want to invite you to the show. Those who are listening, if you're in the chat room, we want you to talk to us, to tell us what you're experiencing today as we're talking about decluttering. And you know what? Before I get into my words, I want to throw up on the wall.
Okay.
I did happen to go and read the life list today. You know, and a few of the women on that life list were talking about decluttering by March the 31st.
Oh.
I'd like to ask a few of those ladies, did you declutter? You know, did you make it happen? Because guess what? Today is April the 8th.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is April the 8th. So, ladies, please turn those phones off. You know, if you're carrying your phone, turn that phone off. So, anyway, not the ones for listening. You're looking at us. I'm talking to the two that are next to me. So, when I think about it, I know that, this entire month, if you'll just stick with us, we're going to open up some opportunities. We're going to open up, I mean, we're going to get it. You know, I got a call. One of the girls, Roz, was on Woman Act Now Prayer this morning. And again, here, the theme for this week is try again. No matter what's going on in your life, try again. No matter that you couldn't clean out the closet, try again. If you haven't cleaned out the makeup bag, just go try it again, because we want to do that before when? Next Monday for the 15 Minutes to Destiny call. So let's think about this for a moment. I want to throw a few words out there, and I want our listeners, if you're watching us, I want you to just think about a way to declutter this in your spirit, your mind, your emotions, your intellect, however it's impacting you, okay? First word I'm throwing out there is fear. Maybe we didn't think about that, did we? Yes, I want you to think about that word today, fear. How are you going to declutter, let go? Another word for declutter is to let go. So let go of what? Fear, okay? Another word I want to throw out there is anger. Ooh. So just think about it. I want you to think about what's going on. When I even say these words, I want you to experience them, to feel what may be going on the inside of you. And we're thinking about decluttering, because I want to stop for a moment and think about, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Why are we taking a moment to say, you know what, I do need to take an inventory of my emotions, mm-hmm. of my spirit, of where I am, you know? Why are we doing that? The whole objective. Why do you think we're doing that, Leslie?
So we can continue to move forward.
So we can continue to move forward. What about you, Sean?
So we can be a better person daily.
Better person daily. Yes, because I think, number one, for me, when I think of decluttering, when I think of letting go, I think, again, of clarity, of getting clear, becoming more aware of what's going on. Because even when we take inventory of physical things, we become clear about what we own, what we possess, what we can sell, what we can trade, what we can give away. You know what? Nobody want my stuff, I guess, because I didn't put my stuff out there and nobody even responded to me in a whole week. Somebody did?
No. What did you put out there?
It's on the website. It's under the hookup. You need to go to the hookup. I'm giving, I'm trading, and I'm selling. Okay? And nobody's responded to me. I don't know if anybody's responded to Margie, but we put some stuff out there. I don't know about the rest of y'all. You know what I mean? It says Anna McCoy's or Coach Anna's deals. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how big of a deal can it be, you know, if I'm going to give you something? Now, you're going to pay for your own postage. I'm not trying to send it to you and pay for it. So at the end of the day, you do have to pay a small fee for what you're going to get. So let's go back to, why are we trying to declutter? Why is this important? And we all agree that we want to bring this to the attention of the women of Woman Act Now so that we can simply declutter, remove some things so that we can do what? Help them what? To move forward. So I threw out two words for you. One was fear. How are you going to get that fear? Let go of that fear. Declutter your spirit. Declutter your mind. The next word I threw out there was anger. Ooh. And you're going to have to do your own inventory, because you know y'all just showed me the best of who you are. Okay? The next one is sadness. Ooh. We had an opportunity yesterday to have an experience with an individual who was very sad. You know, how do you get that sadness and the report still sad, you know? Not that that's accurate, but how do you declutter that? How do you get rid of that? How do you release that in your life? Sadness. Just thinking about it. Guilt. That's another word. Ooh. So those who are listening to me, I want to open up those lines, because we're not the experts. We're just here bringing the information, just trying to make us think about it, just trying to say, you know what, let's stop for a minute and think about it. And this is what's so awesome, I think, about Woman Act Now, is that we don't have to be the experts.
Right.
And I think people are crying out for an opportunity, number one, to be heard, number two, to share information themselves, to share their expression. And so I want some ladies to talk to us today about some of these words that we're throwing out. So I gave you how many words? Fear,
anger,
sadness, and guilt. Now I've got a few more. I was reading on Twitter this morning one of Gail King's tweets that she did maybe over the last couple of days. She asked this question about betrayal. Have you ever been betrayed in a relationship?
Wow.
Have you ever been betrayed in on your job or with a friend or in some kind of way? But all of that fits in our little box, that little neat box we've been tucking away that we've been carrying around with us for years perhaps. And now I'm saying to you today is that will you be honest enough with yourself today? Can we just sit and have a conversation? You don't have to expose so much, but we need some of your advice today. And for all of those who are listening, is that we want to know, you know, how do we declutter? How do we let some of these things go? Boy, and so if you want to talk to us, we want you to raise your hand. And you can do that through the technology, but I believe you choose number one, and that will show us that you are courageous enough to jump in here and tell us what you think. I know you can do it, girl.
You can do it.
So, again, we're talking about decluttering your spirit. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on The Real McCoy Show on Woman Act Now Radio with my sidekicks, Leslie Denman and Shauna Stallworth. And so we want to get into this whole subject matter. I want to invite before, because we've got some things we want to share with you, but we want to hear from you today, and we want to have a conversation about some of these words, whether it's fear, it's anger, it's sadness, it's guilt, or even betrayal that you need to start to release. We want to declutter that spirit and kind of dig in there and see what's going on with you. So I want to welcome 615 to the show today, and please identify yourself for
Virginia Manning.
Hey, yes, Virginia. She's so funny.
How you
doing? They know that's me. They know that's me. Virginia, but let me go ahead and let her
No, it's okay. Let me deal with guilt.
Okay.
Guilt is a place, it's very personal and can be very sensitive, especially when my attitudes, my comments, and then I feel bad about it. I don't know if I express it so much outwardly, but when I'm by myself, like I was at work last night, and a young lady, she spoke in chapel, and for me, she just sprued out all kind of venom, you know. It's just, you know, it was supposed to have been about the word. It was about the word, but it was part of her. And then, of course, I just began to give my comment. Now, I'm a maturing Christian, and I felt like I could have dealt with it better. But I found myself doing that, just kind of overly commenting on certain things. And it just really brings this guilt upon me. I feel real condemned because I'm like, oh, my God, I could have said that better. I could have handled it a lot better. So, you know, it goes from feeling guilty then to condemnation. So I'm really working on that just to be mindful of what I am speaking. And knowing that what I speak really has power and is doing something. I may not see it right now, but it's doing something.
Yes.
So.
And so thank you, Virginia. So you're saying that for you, your experience, so how do you get rid of this? This is immediate. You know what I mean? Are you still,
yeah.
This was so, it occurred so quickly or so recently on yesterday.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of that?
Well, I am being very mindful of what I speak. I'm filtering everything that I say through the Spirit of God. If it's not bringing good fruit forward, or if it's not doing something, you know, good, I'm just not going to speak it. So I'm just asking the Lord, along with myself, making a conscious effort to guard my heart and the doors of my lips.
Well, that's one of the ways that we can what? Begin to declutter and let it go. You know what was interesting? I want to take you back to when we were small children. I don't know if you all had attitudes like I did when I was a small girl. Unlike my siblings, my sister and I, we would get into it, you know, and she would, you know, she's my older sister. So every altercation or physical experience or intense frustration, she would beat me down. Do you hear what I'm saying? She would just beat me down. And, of course, people would, you know, the adults in our lives who were around, whether they were our aunts or uncles or neighbors, they would see this interaction and, you know, whatever it was, you know, you touched my pen or whatever it was, but she would always beat me down. Mm-hmm. There was no question in my mind that I was going to win this beating, you know. So I remember very specifically one time we were sitting in a tree, or the two of us, we were playing and we were having fun, and we were probably around 10 or 11 years old or something like that. We were having fun, and it turned bad on us, you know, and then we got to fighting in the tree.
Lord!
You know, so we managed to get ourselves out of that tree, and when we got out the tree, then my aunt says, you go get a switch, you go get that switch and bring that, because I'm going to just, y'all don't need to be fighting, and I'm going to just beat you. And my sister, okay, she held on to stuff forever. Now, and I said, well, just get this whipping over because I got some other things I want to do. So I was able to release this very, very quickly. Shana looked like one of them ones who hold on to something for a while. You know what I mean? Just sit over in the corner and hold on to that beat. Well, my sister was one of them, boy. She was sitting over that beat 2 days before she say something to you. I said, I ain't got time for that. When you were a small child or a young child that you can remember, and understand how important it is that even then how we handle certain things probably carries over to how we're handling those things right now in our lives. And for me, oh, my God, I just was resilient. You know, you beat me, that's fine. Mama, you want to whip me? You just go on and whip me because I'm negotiating what we get ready to do. If you whip me, do that mean do I still get to go? I mean, I was in seventh grade, y'all, and I shot my sister with a BB gun.
Oh, my.
In seventh grade. Because I'm like, you know what? You have pushed me down one too many times. Yes, this is what the issues was. There was anger management and all kinds. I didn't know how to release all that other than to pull that trigger. And she was swinging. She was swinging her little butt on that little pole and stuff going back and right. Because I could see it right now. Take me back. Take me back. And, boy, she was swinging, and I just took that gun. I went down the street and borrowed the gun. Do you hear me? From my friend, a pellet gun. I was pumping that thing up because I was serious. I'm going to kill you. You done threw me down in my white pants, and I got grass stains on my pants. I said, this is enough, people. I mean, you got to take control of some of this thing to release it. So I went to swinging. I popped that trigger. Boy, I popped it right in that right cheek. Oh, my God. I took off running like Forrest Gump down the street. Do you hear me? Where she could not, literally, she could not hit me. So when we think about those things in our lives that we have to release, you got to figure out a way to do it. Now, I'm not saying taking violence into your hands, but, you know, you got to get past that. But later on, I was way finished with that because I had been, you know, shot her, and then I finally got enough courage to come home. And when I came home, she beat me to death. Literally, I was just short of dead. And called my mama. Then my mama said when she saw me, it ain't no need me beating you because you look like you got one pretty good beating. And that was the night of my seventh grade prom. And I said, well, can I go to the prom? My mama said, no. I said, but please, Mama, I've already been beaten. So you might as well. I know it wasn't the right thing to do, but you really should let me go. Just let it go, Mama. So when you think about what do you do to release some of these things in your life, and see how laughter is good for the soul. You hear what I'm saying? So I want to welcome 214 to the call, and I probably totally confused you, and we were going deep, and I just brought you back. So 214, is that Juanita?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, how you doing?
Doing great.
All right. So tell me, how do you release some of these things? Hopefully you weren't as violent as I was.
Basically, I want to deal with anger.
Okay.
I've been able to.
You
I have been
right
able
first.
To. Huh?
Let it go.
You talked to the right person. I can deal with these anger issues.
Right. I want to basically how I've been able to really deal with it is basically deal confront it and deal with the root of the matter. I have no choice but to use myself. I'm gonna teach myself and preach myself right now. Like and this is real.
I think, like, probably around when I've been on this, like, new beginning kick. Like, it's easy for me to, like, just ignore it or forget about it. It's almost like a blanket. You're putting a blanket over something. It's almost like you is a scab that has not fully been healed. You know, you're moving and you're going. And it's almost like that same thing that you kind of ignoring or you overlooking or you're not really wrong about as you're moving. Sometimes that thing will creep in the back door on you because you haven't fully addressed it. You haven't fully dealt with it, you know. So a lot of my anger have come from, like, just hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of understanding it a little bit, you know, because you can't really be an effective witness to nobody. You know, I understand my ministry a little bit. My ministry is going to be a healing ministry. You can't really be expected witness to anybody unless you've been hurt, unless you've been where they've been. I mean, unless you understand it a little bit. So so mine, I've just been able to just confront it and deal with the root of the matter. So always little stuff that are ignoring it, overlooking it, not worrying about it and all that type of stuff there. So that's where I'm kind of glad that we're addressing it a little bit because that's where I've been. Secretly, you know, I've just been bringing some things to the Lord, just dealing with the heart of the issue. I mean, I have the tendency of turning the pistol on myself, and the pistol is discernment. You know, it's one of the greatest gifts God ever gave me. But I always say, you know, you always have discernment for other people, but you got to turn that thing on yourself. You can't have enough discernment where you can't be able to discern when you know your heart is going hard. So, like, over the past 3 months, I'm like, God, I've been like, God, what is going on? What is wrong? Deal with my heart, because I literally just been, this my heart, this heart of the issue, all these emotions, where they're coming from. But just like I said, stuff that haven't really been dealt with, and now it have crept up on you. You know, you're moving forward, you're going forward, new beginning, yeah, and all that's good and all that's great. But if you don't deal with all these old thing, it's almost like you bringing baggage from an old season into a new season.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, that's why I've been that lately, you know, and I'm glad we're kind of dealing with this, because that's why I've been that personally, just secretly a little bit, just asking God to deal with the issues of my heart, deal with my heart. Don't let my heart go cold. Don't let me just, you know. And I remember Dr. Bynum said something, too. You know, it's not about what happens to you. It's all about how you respond to it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not about what happened to you, you know, it's all about how you respond to the thing that has happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I've been able to deal with it and still dealing with some of it, just dealing with the root of the matter and just confronting it and having wisdom about some of it, too.
Okay, so I think I heard, thank you, Juanita, I think I heard a couple things. One is deal with it, because your issue was anger. And so thank you for having the courage to share that. And so honestly, we really appreciate that. But I think you identified a couple of ways that she handles it. And one is deal directly with the issue or confront the issue. Are you saying confront that issue that causes anger in your life, correct?
Yeah, confront the root of the matter. You know, whatever the root of the matter is, it could have been an individual, you know, that probably, you know, could have been an individual, you know, and just confront the issue, the root of the matter, wherever that thing is stirring up from.
Okay, so we're going to confront the root of the matter. And then I think, what else did she mention? She mentioned a couple of things. What was the other one? I forgot that quickly.
She was in prayer.
Yeah, being in prayer about it, and we're talking about forgiveness, and one specifically was having discernment for your own issues. I think that was a great one. That's a great addition, Juanita. So at least these are ways in which Juanita deals with it, but I think it's certainly something that we can walk away with ourselves. Anything else you'd like to add, Juanita?
Basically, that's about it. If something else comes to my mind, I just hit the one again.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, Woman Act Now Radio, with my co-hosts here, Leslie Denman and Shauna Stallworth. We're talking about decluttering your mind. If you're just joining us, we put out several words about decluttering your spirit, your soul, your emotions, your intellect. One was fear, and I'd certainly like to hear someone's opinion on that one. Another one, which Juanita just addressed for us, is anger and learning how to discern for yourself, learning also to take it to God in prayer and also confront the root of the issue. I love those. We also mentioned sadness, guilt, and betrayal. I want to throw a couple of others in there, and that's jealousy. Ooh, jealousy. That's probably not one that we really talk about much, huh?
No.
Being jealous of, or envious about what other people may have. So I'm going to just put it out there, you know. I'm just putting it out there. And then we have, oh, this is a big one, which you might not think is when we think emotional, or you might not think spiritually, or you might not think it has to do with soulish issues. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to throw it out there. It's called procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination. Now, I just want you to think about that for a moment because we've got a few minutes. So just think about some of these words that we have identified. And then I want to throw this other word in there, forgiveness or unforgiveness. As, you know, when we think of decluttering or removing or letting go or what I like to say getting throughput, you know, or, you know, where you want to open up that bottleneck in your life, unforgiveness can be what we call junk, what we call stuff. Anger is stuff. Sadness is stuff. You know, and there are legitimate reasons to have sadness, and I want you to understand that. Sadness and grief, that's a natural human emotion, but when it goes too long or you cannot identify the root of it, then it's something that really needs to be dealt with, because then it starts to really clutter your spirit, clutter your ability to have the clarity for you to be able to move forward. So I'd like to, before I come to our caller with the 214-376, we're going to come right to you. I have here, I want to talk with Leslie about a couple of things that I asked our ladies to think about. What are some ways or some things that you might have to declutter in your emotions? And what are some of your responses to that, Leslie?
Just listening to you share those words, I wrestled with probably every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the root of all of them, I had to, as Juanita said, get to the root of it, and I had to really meditate on where I was and where I wanted to be, in a, you know, admitting the jealousy,
mm-hmm.
admitting the envy, because I was fearful that I wasn't going to be able to accomplish whatever it was I thought that I should have accomplished.
Uh-huh.
So each one kind of built upon the other. And so from that fear, I became very angry.
Mm.
Very angry, you know, developed a major attitude, felt like people owed me something. And then it just kind of, you know, it just went on to just guilt. Now I'm like, how can I, you know, it's just each one played on the other one. So I really had to meditate on me, do some soul searching. Where do I want to be? Why am I not there already?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to educate myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are the people that are there? What did they do to get there? And then I had to make a conscious effort to tackle each one of those. I would drive myself crazy trying to tackle all of them, but really focusing on the fear and then taking action to overcome each fear one by one. And then I would move on to the next. But it's amazing how I was angry at a very young age, not knowing that I had destiny inside of me, but nobody really to explain that was what was going on with me. Just feeling that torn between, you know, what am I really supposed to be doing, and why I don't want to be like this. You know, it's just angry at the whole world. I mean, literally, just angry. People tell me now, God is so good. You used to be one mean person.
Wow.
And it just gives me reason to celebrate, you know, the growth. But I did. I had to, you know, meditate, educate myself, and then I had to take action. I couldn't just sit there and say, okay, well, I know what to do. I had to take those steps to do it. So that was my journey.
Wow. Thank you, Leslie, for sharing that. It's an interesting, that's what's so beautiful about maturity and growing up, you know, when you think about some of these things. And as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, when we think about trying to get rid of this stuff, one of the most beautiful things that happened to me, certainly in my marriage, when you get to that place of impasse where you cannot solve a problem with your mate,
right.
You know, it becomes clutter in the relationship. So, which in turn then stirs all these other feelings like the fear, the anger, the guilt, the betrayal, the jealousy, unforgiveness, self-doubt. It starts to stir all of that stuff in it. And when I say one of the most beautiful things that occurred for me was having an opportunity to talk about this with my mentor, to come like with what Juanita said, saying that, you know what, one of the things you have to do is find the root of the issue. I was married for 5 years, and my husband and I, we're talking about, it was him talking to me about divorce. And I'm thinking, why are you even using that word? That word doesn't have a place in my psyche, in my being. It's not a part of my DNA. Do you understand? That's my response. But that response did not solve the problem. And so when we had an opportunity to declutter the relationship, because that's all it was, decluttering and bringing some clarity, creating some new commitments, repositioning the relationship, I remember we had the opportunity to speak with our mentor, and as we began to talk about it, you know, all these feelings start to erupt, you know, start to, you know, even while you're talking, you know, the trembling lips start, the tears start coming. You can't even begin to express yourself. And I remember saying something that occurred. You remember we talked about these relationships that we occurred early in that relationship where we were in a meeting and I had been given a charge and he really usurped my authority in the presence of others. He stepped out there, he started cutting me off, and he started over-talking me and not listening. And I remember being so small in my own mind, but also what I thought he had done in the presence of these others. So I just said something when we left, and I asked him, I said, please do not do that again. And that's kind of how the way I handled it. You know, I'm not a child. I can handle myself. But what it did so deeply inside of me, it created this thing, you know, this, it started building a, what started off as a fine crack. By the time we got to 5 years, it was a big crater. It was a big gap in the relationship. And so when you think about this and decluttering, the best thing that happened to me is I had to, number one, I had unforgiveness. I had self-doubt in the relationship. I was fearful because of how he responded. His response was, well, we don't need to do this, you know. Up until we got to the five-year mark, he was married prior to me for 5 years. Okay, all this energy, you know, that he's carrying himself, and I'm carrying my own energy, wondering, is this going to work? Isn't it going to work? I'm in love with the guy. You know, this is my destiny to be with him. But we're using the wrong word. So how did we declutter that relationship? We decluttered the relationship by getting to a place where we could talk to the mentors, to our mentors, who allowed us to express where we were, and then allowed us to walk in forgiveness, to go to the root of those issues, and then say, will you forgive me? Now, that was powerful. So now we're able to take that little box right out of our, you know, take that box out. That box doesn't get to live here anymore. I get to get rid of that box. Because, you know, we've been sharing with you a number of the issues. This is March. I don't even know if you can get it anymore, but this is O Magazine's March issue. And it was, the whole issue really is about decluttering your life in various different areas. But one of the things we're using today is a graphic. And what it is a suitcase with all of these different words on it that I talked about, from fear, anxiety, to jealousy, to anger. And then, guess what? I've just taken out what? Unforgiveness, because I wrote it on my own little box. Here's another little box in there. I wrote this other word, lack, you know, in the box. I said, self-doubt in the box. So when you think about it, now I'm trying to declutter. I got too much stuff in my suitcase, y'all, too much stuff going on. So I've just taken out what? Unforgiveness. I've taken out self-doubt, because now when we left that relationship, what we were able to do, all of my baggage was so much lighter. And listen, these issues have never come up in the relationship again. Why? I'm not carrying them around. I don't have this suitcase, you know. If you say this to me, because I'm going in there and get my, I'm going to get my box. But I was able to take some of those things out, lack and distrust. Because what would happen to me as soon as we walk into a meeting, I didn't have enough trust to believe that he would really allow me to move forward in the knowledge and with the experience that I had and be able to do this effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I would always be sitting over there kind of wondering, you know, very hesitant about how I'm going to respond, what I'm going to do, because I thought he would jump out there and embarrass me again. Okay? So I want to, before I go to Shauna, I want to open up our lines again to 214-376-3563. And if you're listening to us and you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, tweet and share your people. Tell them to watch right now. They can go to ustream.tv or they can actually go to Woman Act Now, the member area, and look at what we're talking about right now. So tweet about what you're learning today. Tweet about Woman Act Now and help us to start to spread this message, because we're sharing some incredible information for people, and we want to help women grow. So I want to welcome 214-376. This is Coach Anna McCoy. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, ladies. It's Roz.
Hey, Roz. How you doing?
Hey. I'm doing excellent. While you were going over the words that had come to your mind, when you said them, Coach, I felt like I was getting punches, and the two that hit me the most was fear and guilt. And I know that my fear, I know, comes in different levels, rejection, failure, being vulnerable, helplessness, and the helplessness part. I'm probably like what Leslie said, some things that happened as a child, and I didn't realize what that had done to my mind, because I really don't think from looking at pictures and photos of myself before the incident took place that I was a child that was going to go into my destiny into fear, but it had been thwarted by that that interruption. So now that I see things clearer, and even as of just the last couple of weeks and going into decluttering the mind, the soul, the body, the environment, I know now that I have to push through, understand that all of those things make a better person, because there is going to be times that even a person who's not fearful, that there's going to be rejection. But how do we understand how to deal with the rejection at that time and use it as a stepping stone? That there are going to still be times that, you know, you feel like you're a failure, but we have to still push through. And one of the things when you were talking, it made me think that feel the fear and do it anyway, because the worst thing that can happen is that I would never know what I'm capable of doing if I allow the fear to stop me dead in my place. So I want to be able to turn the fear, the indecisiveness, the anger, and understand the power words, like turn it into power, turn it into love, turn it into action, turn it into the now. And so I'm telling myself that where the negatives come in, there's a contrast to that. So what's the positive of this? And just feeding myself with that.
Wow, that's good. Well, thank you very much, Roz. Thank you for joining us today. And that takes courage to share, but that's powerful. I just want to repeat what you said about fear. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's good. I had to write that one down. So that's one way to what? To declutter and to let fear go is you can overcome. That's a way to declutter and to release and to be able to move forward in your soul, in your spirit, in your emotions, is do it anyway. And that's what we call, when we say do it anyway, that's really what we call overcoming. Because just as Ross says, when you have those barriers, and fear is nothing more than a barrier, and barriers are frustrations, those things that really come into your life to really keep you from the reward that's on the other side of the one thought. That's all it is. Fear is a thought. It starts right here in the mind, and it's what you think. And if it does not exist physically, then you've got to do it anyway. And even if it does and you run into a lion, what are you going to do? If you run into a bear, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and be eaten? Are you going to figure out what you can do to survive? And so that's what we have to do with fear. So, again, Ross, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, The Real McCoy, on Woman Act Now Radio. Our topic today and throughout the month, of Woman Act. Now, if this is your first time watching us via Ustream, we want to invite you to continue to follow us on Ustream, to follow us on Facebook, Woman Act Now, or Anna McCoy. You can follow us on Twitter, and you will get to know exactly what we're doing every time. If you follow us here on Ustream, you will actually get a reminder that we're getting ready to broadcast, and you can add it to your calendars and different things like that. So we want to encourage all of those who are watching us today. We need your help and your help to help us get this message out. This is some good stuff. You hear what I'm saying? This is good stuff, if I may say so myself. Y'all know I'm my biggest fan, okay? And so when we think about it, we just want to share it with everybody that we know. And, you know, give people an opportunity to come to the table, to have a voice, to begin to communicate their way out of challenges, communicate their way out of sadness and jealousy and all of these different things as it relates to decluttering your spirit, decluttering your soul, decluttering your emotions, your intellect, your mind. Sometimes we need to walk our way and talk our way through it. So we want to just thank you for listening to us today. We have a few minutes left. I want to just go back just for a minute to think about, want you to think about those words, because if you are just joining us, you'll have to go back. You need to download this. You can download it on Blog Talk Radio, Woman Act Now, and you can follow or you can become a friend there as well, and you'll, again, get reminders and notices. We should be coming up on our 100th show real soon. We have hundreds of shows on Ustream, literally, probably 300 videos on Ustream alone that you can go back. You can also listen and watch on your iPhones and your Androids, you know, and some of your tools. But I want to go back and just reiterate some of the things that we've heard today, because the whole objective is wanting to hear from you, those who are listening to us today, whether you're in our chat rooms or whether you're on the line listening. You can talk to us today. You can call in at 718-664-6402. If you're watching us via Ustream and just clicked on, that's how you get to talk to us on the phone. Again, that number is 718-664-6402 if you'd like to join the conversation. So I want to, when we had our first caller on, Miss Juanita, she talked to us about anger and her ability to, how does she get over anger? One thing that she said was deal with the root of the issue. The second one that I love was have discernment for myself. I want to go to our next conversation with Leslie Denman, who is sitting here to my left. And we talked about, again, she dealt with anger and a couple of other issues from guilt to envy. And some of those things that she talked about was how do we declutter in this area? And one, I believe, was meditation. Number two was education. And then the third one was activation. Put some feet to your faith. Begin to act on some of the things that you want to accomplish. And then our third conversation, if you've just joined us and may have missed, was with Roz, who is another member of Woman Act Now. And everybody you're hearing from today are members of this incredible organization, Woman Act Now. So she talked to us about, and this is so very powerful, when you're dealing with fear, feel the fear and do it anyway. That is powerful. So I just wanted to take a minute before I go to, I'm going to go to Shauna first, and then I'm going to take, we have a caller who's going to join us from the 678 area, so I want you to stay on the line, but I want to hear what are some of the things or some of the ways that you may deal with decluttering your spirit, your soul, your emotions, your intellect.
Well, you know what? I'm like many of the ladies that have been sharing on today, and meditation is at my top. That is the thing that I do on a consistent basis. Because one thing that I have realized, that we've talked about jealousy and we've talked about guilt and we've talked about a number of the things that are within this suitcase.
Yes.
But what I've been hearing the most is all of these things start in our mind.
Yes.
And as you begin to talk about how you reflected back to when you were a child, I went back and I said, you know what, in each season of my life, I've had to deal with these things, the jealousy, the guilt, the hate, you know, all of those things. You deal with them on a consistent basis.
Yes.
It may be in a different, like I said, a different season,
right.
But I could recognize at different seasons of my life, these things have challenged me. And what I've been able to do to really help me is I surround myself with instrumental worship, and it's consistently feeding my mind. New information is what Leslie talked about earlier. You begin to get new words. You use new words. And as you are consistently, that's important, surrounding yourself with that new information, with different things. So now the fear is no longer here, but the meditation, the new words are coming in. When the fear attacks, the new words, the meditation are coming in. Because a long time ago, we were talking, and I can't remember what conversation it was in, but you said, you know what? When you release something, you have to replace it with something.
You're changing those habits.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to be encouraged to. But that is what really has impacted my life. And I do it daily. It's not something that, you know, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty sure I'll be doing it for the rest of my life to keep myself stable. So that's my input for
you. Well, you know what I am finding? Thank you so much, Shauna, but what I am discovering through this conversation is all of these different things, these tools, because that's all we're sharing with you today, are some tools that you can use to begin to empty your emotional, your spiritual, your intellectual suitcase that's decluttering your thoughts. And literally, that's what it is, because all of this, as you just said, it erupts out of what we're thinking. So when you were talking, I wrote down another thing in my suitcase, another box that we need to get rid of that is bad thinking, poor thinking. And when you said number one is worship, instrumental worship, and my assumption when you say instrumental is so that what? Versus just hearing words spoken, what's the instrumental part?
Because for me, as the fear is decluttering, the worship is going, and Holy Spirit is speaking. It's not someone else's voice, it's His voice, and He's encouraging me. He's telling me who I really am, and those words I'm receiving, not because someone else said it, but because He said it, and His word is what's true. And if He is my creator, then I must trust in those words that I'm hearing through this form of instrumental worship.
Well, I tell you, that's powerful, because meditation is powerful. We had on Tuesday night, you know, this is about, this entire month is all about renewal, refreshing, decluttering, simplifying. And we haven't gotten to a lot of the simplifying, but we have, because every time that we identify the bottleneck, we're creating an opening and an opportunity to simplify.
Yes.
And what was beautiful about Tuesday is because we were busy, but some of the women had an opportunity to come on Tuesday night. We're opening up our home here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for what I call a time of refreshing, even if it's only 10 minutes or 30 minutes or something. And I'm going to ask, I think Juanita was here, Roz was here, there might be someone else on the phone who was here, and they partook in a number of different of the calls we had to do, but then they had just a little window of opportunity to refresh spiritually by going into another place and listening to that worship, instrumental worship, and also worship songs. And I want to hear from them before we get off the line to let you know what they might have experienced, just that moment, just taking a little bit of time. I know what I experienced, because I did it throughout the day. I just stole, if that's a good word. I just stole a couple of minutes. I know y'all, somebody probably was looking for me. We don't know where Coach is. She's not in our office, lights on, everything. Lights action, no camera, because Coach had stolen a space, because the entire house was prepared for your presence. And so that's just a part of this little refreshing. So this is so awesome. But the tools that we are learning, and I hope that you are writing them down, because we are learning how each of us are dealing with trying to declutter and release and let go of some of this emotional baggage that we're carrying around in our lives. So Juanita and Roz, if you're still there, I want you to stay tuned, because I'm going to invite you after I speak with 678. I'm coming to you now. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with sidekick Shauna and Leslie Denman. We are leaders in Woman Act Now. We love the women of Woman Act Now. Man, y'all don't know. You know we love you. We got it like that. So, 678, welcome to the show.
Hi, ladies. This is Daphne.
Hey, Daphne.
is the last.
Oh, we so funny.
Hey, Daphne, it's great to hear your voice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to hear you guys, too. This is an awesome topic, as always, this month with decluttering and everything. And just with that, a lot of times with the decluttering and clutter, I think of distractions.
Ooh.
Because that's normally what it does for me when there's a lot of clutter and everything around. I'm distracted. And
yeah.
With the words that you spoke about, I kind of just wanted to discuss the fear.
Yes.
And sadness, and actually a couple more of them, because what normally happens, at least with me, if one is not dealt with, it kind of spirals into something else. So, like if I don't deal with the fear that I feel at a certain moment, a lot of times it could spiral into procrastination or anxiety or something like that. So
yes.
One thing that I normally try and do at the end of each day is what I call a self-check. And
yes.
It's just a moment where I sit, and as you guys were saying, I'll meditate. And it's just a time of reflection for me over the day, over how I felt about things that happened, over what my feelings are and what's really true. And then I try and get to the root of the issues of everything. As far as fear is concerned, I think it was Roz. I know I deal with that a lot because of things in the past. And the way she deals with it a lot of times is the way I deal with it as well. I just do it. And it took me a long time to get to that point, just to step out there and do it. Or sometimes I may even write down why I'm fearful and what I'm fearful of, and also look for ways to kind of cut those things off at the pass that my mind may be telling me that could possibly happen if I move forward and do something. So sadness, I deal with that from time to time just from some personal losses in my life. And what I normally try and do with that is be grateful. A
wow.
lot of times we think so much about what we lose that we lose time thinking about the things that we actually have and should be grateful for. So normally when I feel that spirit of sadness, I immediately replace it. Like with my mom, the death of my mom, I'll immediately replace it and just thank God and be grateful that, you know, I was actually able to spend the time with her that I did, because some people, you know, didn't even have that opportunity, and to be grateful for all the time that we shared together. So I guess that's it, because, like I said, a lot of times different things spiral into other things. So it's just really cutting it off at the root and reflecting and meditating and really, really seeking out and capturing and taking hold in our heart about what the Word of God says that we are. Because a lot of times I know is the fact that we take on what others or what the world may have told us that we are, and we don't look at who we actually are and actually value ourselves as the child of God that we are. So,
wow. Thank you so much. Daphne, that was just beautiful. I mean, especially on the sadness.
Yeah.
You know, and again, here I go, writing in my book. Writing in that book, because it just occurred to me as we were talking about different things, right, and how to deal with some of these things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you said sadness, I immediately went over to sadness and wrote on that box,
mm-hmm.
because if we had something, we could take that out,
mm-hmm.
and the only way we can take it out or declutter it, we have to have something that will give us a breakthrough,
mm-hmm.
and so when you said, when I feel that, I immediately replace it with gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to take that baggage in, and now the load becomes much, much lighter because
mm-hmm.
we get to toss that one out.
Yeah.
When we were talking about fear and just doing it and one of your ways of handling that, and that's what this is about, is trying to find out, how do we get rid of this box? How do we get to take the box out? How do we get to blow the thing wide open
mm-hmm.
so we get throughput in our lives? And you said, you know what, I write down what I might be fearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very powerful to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
is because if you write it down, perhaps when you feel it again, you might create a bigger touchstone
mm-hmm.
that when you overcome it, that it has a lot less power the next go-round.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very powerful for me as well. The other one was what you said about what's true, being able to really reflect on what occurred, to sound like whatever may have occurred in your life in that moment, taking time, what we call, and we do this in business, you know, if you do something, you put a meeting on, you have a meeting, or you go in, you're trying to get a big deal, we have what we call the meeting after the meeting,
mm-hmm.
where we sit down and we really reflect on what were they really saying, because, you know, the anxiety, the adrenaline, all of that stuff going on while you're trying to make that point, trying to get that sale, trying to do that deal. But then when you step back, the same occurrence occurs here, is taking a moment just to reflect what really happened, what's really true, and also understanding who you are when it comes to what you believe, your belief system in life, what is really pushing you in that area. So, again, girl, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
You are so very welcome. We only have a few minutes left, and I want to, I'm going to come to Juanita first. Juanita, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Coach.
All right, I want to just take a few minutes to share when we're talking. Today we're talking about decluttering our spirit, our soul, our mind, our intellect. And on Tuesday we had times of refreshing here where you were here with us. And, Roz, I'm going to come to you. You'll have about a minute to share if you're still there. But go ahead, Juanita, share with us what that time of refreshing was like for you.
That time of refreshing to me was basically awesome, to get to a place where worship is constantly playing, and you just, you know, just get before God to really just free your mind, ease your mind, and really begin to really communicate with Him and talk to Him and ask Him, you know, invite Him in those places just as well, and invite Him in the places if you have heart issues, you know. At the same time, invite Him in the places where you have heart issues, if you have fear, if you have anger, is it rejection, you know, just meditating, you know, silently and getting before God in the presence of God and acting and inviting the Holy Spirit into that area to really to deal with it. You know, basically I just felt the uplifting and I felt the refreshing, and I've basically been in that same posture, you know, ever since then of just worship, pure worship, and just letting God just detox me. Detox my heart, detox my mind, detox my spirit, and even detox my senses, you know, the eye gate, ear gate, all of that type of stuff too, because when we moving and going forward in life, you know what I'm saying, the things we hear, the things we listen to, all that stuff is getting clogged up with trash and foolishness, you know. So I'm just saying, I've just been in that same posture ever since then, and I'm going to be in that posture. And I'm just letting the Holy Spirit just deal with me, and invite them in those areas.
Well, thank you so much, Juanita. Woo, girl, you was ready for me, weren't you?
That's the fourth.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Coach Anna McCoy, Shauna Stallworth, and Leslie Denman, and all of our terrific members of Woman Act Now, talking about decluttering your spirit, soul, and mind. And if you've just joined us, we want to encourage you to go back and download this. You can listen to it on your iPods, your iPhones, your MP3 players, and listen to it over and over again, because what I want you to pay attention to are all of the tools that were shared with us today, from worship to meditation to new information to releasing and replacing to being grateful to feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are awesome tools to help us to really get this baggage, this emotional and spiritual baggage, so that we can really get on and do what we've been called to do. And so that's what excites us. So declutter your spirit today. And don't forget about decluttering that makeup bag, too, because I'll be asking you about it on Monday. Know that you're loved and appreciated, and we will talk to you then. And invite a friend to be a part of Woman Act Now. Tweet about us. Facebook about us. Tell your friends. Y'all quit trying to keep this a secret. I know that's what you've been doing. This is not the secret. This is Woman Act Now. We'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.